I know. You just finished giving to our local charities. Probably gave till it hurt. So to mention in these inflationary times that perhaps you should consider giving more might seem a quixotic ask. But the big boys, the billionaire class, the captains of industry and the tech moguls, they're all trooping down to Mar-a-Lago to offer fiscal help to their fellow billionaire toward his coronation ceremony in January. Surely not to toady up to Milord, but merely to offer some small monetary assistance. No doubt without the slightest smidgen of expecting any quid pro quo from his administration. This is just good citizens engaged in high social purpose, nothing more. It isn't too late for the rest of us. If you've bought the sneakers, or the perfume, or the fight t-shirts, or the commemorative coins, or the ballpoint pen set, or the action Trump figure bobblehead, or the NFT trading cards, or the Trump Bible, or the autographed guitar, or the presidential cigars, or the embossed wine glasses, or the mega gear, or, all of the above, you can still help. Not to curry favor, but to support the country. After all, if the rich can find it in their hearts to help, surely you can too. Inaugurations cost money, friend. So do lawsuits and felony cases. We're talking teams of folks, accountants, attorneys, pardoned criminals, hairstylists. The list is as long as the Trump merchandise and certainly as expensive. Why not dig deep in your pocket and find it in yourself to help? What you hold back from the food bank or the free health clinic, trust me, trust him. It will give returns far exceeding your paltry gift. That trickle-down economics will be a 100-year flood. The rich aren't going to be the only ones to get a little richer. Open your hearts and definitely open your wallets. America is on course to be great again. Bet your bottom dollar. And if you've recently been convicted of a crime, this might be your get-out-of-jail-free card. Or even an appointment as an ambassador. Or head of a federal department. Generosity doesn't need to be selfless.